Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What we need to do is build on the positives this year and this young group and look to ways to improve and come back next year with a little bit higher expectations. And that's why, you know, those guys are, you know, competing for something at the end of the year. I think yesterday was a very harsh lesson, but hopefully, you know, they can learn from that.
That was Arturis Karnaschovas speaking to the media earlier this hour on The Score. This is the Midday Show. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi. Marshall, that was the comment that really sat with you after what we heard.
Well, it just, I understand what he was trying to say. I know that English is not his first language. I just know that it came off as a lack of self-awareness, because everyone, including us, is asking, well, what have you learned from the last 3 to 4 seasons of just mediocrity? You know, outside of the one half a season of great basketball that this team played when Lonzo Ball was healthy before his surgery, ever since then, it has been the definition of mediocrity.
Wasn't that the fall of 2022?
2020.
Or was that 21?
I think 21.
So the fall of 2021, they spend 3 trade deadlines in a row where they didn't make a single trade. They do. They finally move their max player this year to retain a draft pick.
Retain a draft pick, not get new draft capital.
To retain the draft pick that they gave up when they wanted to get DeMar DeRozan. They have produced the same result because largely it is a result of doing the same process 3 years in a row.
If you want to know what they should be doing, just look out west. Look out to Bulls West. You know who woke up without a job this morning? Monty McNair, the general manager of the Sacramento Kings. It fell by the wayside, and you know, they mutually parted ways, Monty McNair and Vivek Ranadive and the Kings. That's not going to happen here. I think that's the thing that's so hard for us to accept and understand, is that ain't happening.
It's also that 3 years of the same thing has resulted in the same result, and you're telling us that you're happy. Like when Will Gottlieb from CHGO asks a question and he Arturis Karnaschovas points out that you projected us to get 28 wins and we got 39. That's not the goal. That shouldn't be the goal.
That's a very low bar. It's a very low bar. In
that
the
is
East,
the 8th seed.
In the East.
That is the 8th seed in the East. We're not talking about facing the 1 seed in the playoffs. Not the 2 seed.
We were talking about facing the 1 seed, but that's not going to happen anymore.
That performance was against the 8 seed. Spo's like, cool, I'm going to put Bam Adebayo against your hottest offensive player. Done.
Andrew Wiggins on Kobe White was a disaster for Kobe. He had nowhere to turn, nowhere to run.
It's a different league this time of year. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to 312-644-6767. We start first with Mario in Hyde Park. Mario, you're on The Score.
Hey, Layla Rahimi. What's up, Marshall? You know what? I feel like I have been duped since The Last Dance and shortly afterwards. AK and Mark Eversley, whom no one but his family sees, decided that they were going to go on this path of rebuilding the roar, making people remember what it was like when the Bulls were really good, which means having talent on your side. They do have talent, but they don't have enough talent. Your goal, AK, should be winning your division so that this play-in monstrosity that you love comes to an end. But there's no desire to do that. Marshall, you asked the question, why English may not be his first language, but he understands it very well because he knows that mediocrity means money. He's not going to lose his job. As long as he stays on that line of being okay and bad, he's got a gig. And I know other people want to talk, so I'm going to end it here. This has been the biggest sports grift in Chicago in a long, long time. This dude is stealing. There's a possibility Josh Giddey, although they haven't said it, might need surgery on that wrist. What is he going to do there? You going to pay him? You got to pay him, right? Man, this is horrible. It is not getting better anytime soon. Thanks.
I love that Mario wanted to cede his time to somebody else when Mario was cooking. Like, we could have let that ride a minute.
Mario's right. Mario has said nothing wrong. There's nothing he said that I disagree with. Again, mediocrity does mean money. Do they fill up the United Center? Do people have a good time during the regular season? Whether the Bulls win, they're an exciting team to watch, win or lose.
You also had the point. Whose directive is this? Is this AK?
No. If it was AK's directive, AK probably wouldn't have a job because they haven't done anything. They've won a playoff game since AK took over, right? Do I have my math right? A playoff game?
Playoff, yes.
One playoff game. That's not good enough. Where else would that be good enough?
It is okay to rebuild. It is okay to bust it down to the studs like we hear Ben Johnson talk about.
NBA fans know.
All right, we got more callers to get to. Let's go to Mark and Elk Grove on the Score.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Good morning.
I'm taking a different approach. I don't want to say it's the fans' fault, but I'm going to kind of go, you know, to the fans. Everyone complains that the team stinks, but you lead the league in attendance. You're packing the place. If you want someone to throw popcorn on you because that's fun, you can come to my driveway and I'll throw popcorn on your kids and kick them off because that's supposed to be the highlight of what they promote every week. So until fans kind of really get fed up watching this garbage, the Bulls aren't going to do a damn thing. So at some point, fans have to say, go to a Bulls game, go to the park, do something else, but don't waste your money or time at Bulls games. That's all I got to say.
All right, Mark, thanks for your call. I just don't think, unfortunately, it's just not that simple to say, oh, don't go to a game and they're going to change their ways.
Here's why it's not that simple. There's too many people who live in this city and people are going to go to games.
I'm going to go to the games.
It's 20,000 seat arena.
And if it were up to fans, goodness knows the transactions that would have happened. But I see the point. I just think it's never that simple to protest and know that it's going to be different in that way. That doesn't mean you don't have agency, but I just don't know that that's going to resonate that much. I know fire Garpax and chance of that at the All-Star game, however, might have been it, but it was also many years into their tenure. I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody's calls. I know that we want to talk Bears here. I also don't want to keep these people hanging. I feel like there's a lot of fired up people.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.